computer shows a velocity of 30,113 feet per second, a range to go distance of 4,683 nautical miles.
Apollo over Carnarvon, Western Australia. Moving
east. Fire officer has just reported to flight director Gene Kranz. We look real good here now.
Apollo now moving slightly south.
Tell him you just reported to flight director Gene Kranz that we have now lost tracking on Lunar Module Aquarius.
Now over the Murchison River in Western Australia. With this rapid transit across Australia, the antennas at the three tracking stations still involved, Carnarvon, Huntington Street, and Chibbinbilla, are starting to move at quite high rate. The Chibbinbilla antenna will probably have some difficulty in keeping
11 up. 11 minutes away now from time of entry interface, so onboard displays show a velocity of 31,141 feet per second, a range to go distance of 4,332 nautical miles. We're at 142 hours, 30 minutes into the flight of Apollo 13.
And Bernard, just before you come in, Apollo 13, now south of Wiluna, just near Sandstone, Western Australia.
As I mentioned, the Chibbinbilla antenna, which is principally a deep space antenna, will have some difficulty keeping up. But Honeysuckle and Carnarvon will follow it right over the hill.
At this late stage, there remains one unknown factor, and that is whether the heat shield has been damaged, and we won't know this until that re-entry begins. Apollo is still well above the Earth's atmosphere, sliding in to make a gliding contact with the atmosphere.
Okay, at 10 minutes to 400K. You're looking good. We're real happy with the trajectory. And a minute ago, we just lost contact with your friend Aquarius. Just as I said that, we got another burst of LEM data, so I guess it's still picking.
Now in the Great Victoria Desert, leveling off its southward journey a bit.
Contact was probably lost between lunar module temporarily because of its attitude and the attitude of the antenna.
9 minutes now from time of entry interface. The onboard computer now reading a velocity of 32,193 feet per second. A range to go distance of 3,919 nautical miles.
Apollo north of Forest, near the border of South Australia.
Down.
to go now, 3,271 nautical miles.
Passed by Woomera, South Australia.
6 minutes now from time of re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere.
South Wales, just north of Broken Hill.
Entry into the Earth's atmosphere. Now reading a velocity of 34,335 feet per second. Ready to go 2,921 nautical miles.
Passed over the Darling River, New South Wales.
This is Houston, Elvis.
Go ahead.
Okay, we just had one last time around the room, and everybody says you're looking great.
South of Narrabri, New South Wales.
You go now for entry interface. Velocity now reading 34,802 feet per second. Range to go 2,625 nautical miles.
Just beginning to meet the hills leading up to the Great Dividing Range. Almost over the top of Armadale. Approaching the coast very fast. At about Coffs Harbour.
Still receiving onboard data. Still looking good.
And now out over the Pacific.
Time of entry in the Earth's atmosphere. Onboard display show a velocity of 35,245 feet per second. Range to go 2,301 nautical miles.
Dashing up towards Norfolk Island.
Odyssey Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, LOS in a minute or a minute and a half. At entry attitude, we'd like Omni Charlie. And welcome home, over.
Thanks.
2 minutes to go till entry. Velocity now reading 35,646 feet per second. Range to go 1,961 nautical miles.
In 1 minute, the last ground station, Honey Circle at Canberra, will lose contact, and the Elia aircraft take over the tracking path.
And then it's in 23 seconds until entry begins.
Apollo Control, Houston. We've just had loss of signal from Honeysuckle with Apollo 13. Our last velocity reading was 35,837 feet per second with a range to go of 1,791 nautical miles.
37 seconds left in space.
Thank you.
9 seconds. It should be there now. Should be hitting the atmosphere.
That should have entered the Earth's atmosphere at this time. 35 degrees, 22 minutes west.